Okay, here we go. Perek Vav in Sefer Hosea, the first of the Treasar, and we start off a little bit where we ended off in the last perek, where there was a hope and a dream that there's going to come a time when Bnei Yisrael will do tshuva. We start off with that before we get back to the Tochacha. The end of the previous perek says, there will come a time when Bikshu Panai, Batzar Lahem, Yishachrunani. They will come and search me out. And this is what the Rambam Paskins also. The Rambam Paskins, that there will come a time when Bnei Yisrael will do tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Zion. The Rambam says, Kol anaviim kulan, tzivu ala tshuva. All of the Nevi'im prophesized and commanded about tshuva. They in Yisrael negolin ela b'tshuva. V'kfar hefticha Torah sh'sof Yisrael lasos tshuva b'sof galusan. The Torah has already promised that Bnei Yisrael will do tshuva at the end. V'yadei negolin, and then immediately they will be redeemed. Sh'ne'emar v'haya ki avo elecha kol dvar me'ela. When all these things come to you, according to all the psukim, that it will happen, and that's what Hosea is saying here, that it's going to happen. This, by the way, is the reason that according to Rav Zhulti, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of tshuva. Right? Famous question that Minchas Chinuch and others point out, the Rambam never says one is chayev to do tshuva in the halachos. Right? One says, when one does tshuva, one is chayev to do vidui. In the koteret, which might undermine the whole question, in the koteret of the halachas, it says, sheyot mitzvah saseh achas, sheyoshev achoti mechet lefnei Hashem yizvadeh. He should do tshuva. So he does say in the Kotera to do tshuva. But it's still peculiar that in the halachos he says when one does tshuva, one is chayef to be misvadeh, which is the final stage of tshuva. So Rav Zhulti says, what is the reason for that? Why doesn't he say chayef to do tshuva? Because we know that part of the definition of tshuva, part of the definition is that it's eternal. If there's a mitzvah that's not eternal, going out of your house on the night of Pesach, in the days of Mitzrayim, anything that's not eternal is not going to be a mitzvah. So the Rambam here says that there will come a time when we won't have Bechira Chavshis, that we will do tshuva. And therefore, says Rav Zhulti, that's why he doesn't count it. Klomar, this is Simon Nundalit in Mishnas Yavetz. Shetshuva he davar shemuchrach lavo. Imken lo shayach lomar she'etzam atshuva he mitzvah saseh. Sheklalu v'chol mitzvah saseh v'lo saseh. She'misuras b'yad b'nei adam l'kaiman alo l'kaiman. What's the answer? The answer might be no, like the other Rambam. We still will always have Bechira Chavshis. Hashem knows that it's going to happen. Just like Hashem knows everything that's going to happen. Hashem knows that we're going to do tshuva. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have Bechira Chavshis. That's why most don't give the answer there of Joel. The answer, that's his answer in terms of tshuva. So that's how our parak starts off, picking up from the end. There will come a time that we will say, Pasuk Aleph, Lachu v'nashuv el Hashem. Let us go and return to Hashem. Ki hu taraf v'yir pa'enu. He is the one that caused us pain, and he was the one that will heal us. Yach v'yach b'shenu. He was the one also that smote us, and he was the one that will give us a bandage to heal us. The Maharal writes in Nesach Yisrael that so often we yearn and we think there's going to be salvations from human hands, and there's going to be sources that will help us. And again, we of course have to do our ishtadlus. But says the Maharal, all the way at the end of Nesach Yisrael. Nesach Yisrael is 63 prakim. So in Perek Samach Aleph, he quotes a medrash on our pasuk from the Yalkut. Ube medrash ki hu taref yir paeni lemish also lomaka v'kara harofe. If somebody gets a wound and the doctor opens it up, after he sees that the wound didn't heal, so he's going to go ask from the doctors. He's going to go to other doctors. It's not going to work. Amarlo, go to the doctor that gave you the maka in the first place. You want to be healed, so go to Hashem. How do you get into Hashem's office? You do tshuva. Hu shehika, hu shemarpa. As the pasuk says in Dvarim, machatzi v'ani erpa, ani ushei kesi, shenemar mimarom shalach eish, ani hamarpa. Ki amake shabal Yisrael, hu man Hashem yisbarach. Everything that happens to Am Yisrael as a nation is from Hashem. Ulefichach. That's the Maral Netzach Yisrael Perek Samach Aleph. That's what it says here. That there will come a time that we'll say that Hashem heal us, and He's going to be the one. Yechayde pasuk beis. Yechayenu mi yomayim. Bring us alive from 2 days. By Yom Hashlishi, on the third day, yekimenu, bring us alive, and nichyeh lefanav, and we'll live in front of you. So what does that pasuk mean? So Rashi and the Radak both say, he's talking about our history. Yechenem Yamayim, give us life after 2 days. That means the two batei mikdash. By Yom Hashlishi, the third one, those is going to be forever. Or the Radak says, Miyomayim, that means the galus of Mitzrayim and the galus of Bavel. And the third one is the galus that we're in now. Hashem is eventually going to yikimenu, take us out, v'nichye lefanav, and live in front of him. The Gra has an amazing shot on this pasuk. The Gra, what does it mean? 2 and 3, the Gra is in Parshas Vayera. The Medrash says, the Medrash by the Akedah, v'yom ha'shlishi v'yisa Avram ha'zeinav. But on the third day, the Akedah, Avram lifted up his eyes, yichayenu miyomayim, v'yom ha'shlishi yikimenu. Quotes our pasuk. Well, what's the connection between the third day of the Akedah and this pasuk? So, says the Vilna Gaon. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Beis, Schar Mitzvahs Bahai Al Maleka. There is no schar for mitzvahs in this world. Why? Because a mitzvah is Davar Ruchani. Ein Olam Umiluo Kedai L'Shalem Afilu Schar Mitzvah, writes the Gaon, the Kol Elio. So, this world is physical. So, how could there be a physical reward for a spiritual hasaga? So how could we, Hashem give us a schar? So that's why. Schar mitzvah by Amaleka. But the hachanas for the mitzvah are not included in that. Hamitzvah atzma in latashlum in olam hazeh. Aval hazrizus, v'hahidur, v'chayotzei bo mimitzvahs avaseinu, the zrizus and the preparation, heim schus shanu ochlem. So how do we get schus for the Akedah? How do we get schus for everything the Avos did? Schus Avos. Not for the mitzvahs, but the hachana for those mitzvahs, that's what we get schar for. And that's what the Torah teaches us and tells us about all the hachanas and the srizas that Avraham Avinu did on the way to the Akedah. Only once he did the Akedah, okay, that schar is in Olam Haba. But all the preparations, that's what we're getting schar for. That's what we're getting schar for in this world. And that's what our pasuk means. Yechayenu mi yomayim. We will get a life and schuyos from the yomayim, from the 2 days before. All the two days before the Akedah. Who has reasons for Hidr Vachadis Kalael? Vyama Shlishi. Vyamash also Vyama Shlishi. Do Iker Mitzvah Akedah. Al Yedeze Yikimedu Lasilavo. Vinichi Lefanav. That's just going to be in the future, not in this world. And that's the Gra explaining the Medrash and Parshas Vayera. Good. Vineida near the Faladaz Hashem. And we will go and run to know Hashem. The Gemara Brachas Davav tells us this is a source that one is allowed to run to Shul. One can run to shul, even on Shabbos. Gemara says, or Lidvar Mitzvah. Gemara says, Vav Mabez and Brachas. Amar Bichal Bar Mafuna. Yoz Mezakanas says, I have to see a Psiagasa. You can't run out quickly from shul. Amar Abaya lo Amar El Mefak. El Meal Mitzvah Lemirat. But to run to shul, it's a mitzvah. Shenamar, Nir Defoladas is Hashem. There's the Pasuk. Nir Defoladas Hashem, even on Shabbos, we're allowed to do that. That is the halacha that we learn out from this pasuk, but there's a lot more that we learn out from this pasuk. Nir defaladaz Hashem, the Abar Benel says we have to run to know Hashem, even though it's an impossibility, even though we know that we're never going to know Hashem. So how are we going to run to know Hashem? Says the Abar Benel, it's one of those events and activities that we have to do, knowing that we'll never reach our goal. Klomar lo shenita eo v'nasigeo b'shlemus elosh nishtadel v'nesasek b'idiyaso avishlono de'a b'shlemus. Right, you have to know. You have to just keep going and doing it, and that's what we believe, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and that's what we dedicate our lives to. Ladas es Hashem. And writes the Ramchal, writes the Mesulas Yesharim and Perek Zayin. Even if we're not feeling it, start running, and that's how we get Zrizus. Sometimes we don't feel the Zrizus, says the Mesulas Yesharim in Perek Zayin, where he talks about Chelkei Hazrizus. He talks about two types of Zrizus: before the mitzvah and during the mitzvah. Before the mitzvah, before the ma'isa, you have to make sure you don't lose it. Once the time comes, jump into it and do it. If you don't jump and do it, anything can come up and block. But then there's the second element, and that is, once I'm in the middle of the mitzvah, I have to keep doing it. Because if I slack off and if I don't do it b'zrizus, so then I can stop in the middle. And remember, says the Ramchal, Kshekemosha Zrizus, who told us Ha'islatus Ha'pinimi, Kein Minas Rizus, Yivalit Ha'islatus. Just like Zrizus is a function of the inner fire, if you want to gain an inner fire, we should act b'zrizus. And that's Eitza Tova, she is Darei Spirit Sono, Kedei Sheimashech Mizeh, Shetivali Bo Achemda Bateva. As he quotes from the Sefer HaChinuch, outer physical activity affects our insides, and he says, "Hu mashanavi omer v'neida nirdafa ladas is Hashem." That's what he says. He quotes our pasuk. You have to run to know Hashem. V'ksiv v'kazon, and afterwards it says in Perek Yud Aleph, "Achrei Hashem yelchu ka'argei yishag." Like a lion roaring, we have to go do our best. Go run ladas es ha. One more point on this pasuk, and that is the Michtam Eliyahu. Rav Dessler writes in the fourth volume on page 3, Why is that Hashem created us with such an ego, such a focus on ourselves, such a self, mindset? Says Rav Dessler, because that's the only way that we're going to get anything done and care and act bezrizus, because we're excited about what we're doing. Only when this focus on I, only the Anochi, because we have an Anochi in us, we're able to accomplish. Kamosha Kasuv, because the Pasuk in Mishlei first. If you search out for it, or v'chein our pasuk v'neider near tefillah l'asas Hashem, you got to run. So that's why we have such an inner self focus. But he says kli mesukan huze. As we know, this is a very dangerous utensil. If we focus too much on it, it leads to gaiva, it leads to kas, and that's why the Torah gives us the mitzvah of avdu v'recha kamocha. But the danger we have to be very wary of. And how do we do that? He goes into talking about tefillah. Tefillah, if we have the proper perspective of tefillah, then that will help us balance out our feeling of anochius, which pushes us to near the fall of das Hashem. But that's what the pasuk says here, that will come a time that we'll search out for Hashem, search out to know Hashem, though we'll never be able to get there. Kishachar nachon motza'o. Like the morning. What does that mean? The Radak says, just like we're clear when it's the morning, so too we'll have clarity in Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yavo kageshem lanu, and that Das will become like rain to us, kemalkos yore aretz, like the early rains, kemalkos yore aretz. Sounds like a beautiful pasuk. The Gemara in Tainis contrasts our pasuk with a later pasuk here in Hosea, and that is where we ask for, where we talk about Hashem as Tal. The pasuk said, the Gemara says, Tainis Dav Dalet, that quote, the our pasuk is quoted, Kishachar, Nachon Motzov, Yavok HaGeshem, Amalakadosh Baruch Hu, Biti, Hashem says to Am Yisrael, Acho Elas Davar Shepamim Mispakesh, Upamim Eino Mispakesh, you're asking, you're making me be treated like rain, so rain is sometimes good, sometimes not good. Aval, or, I shouldn't say that, good or not good, Rashi says, Mispakter Mispakesh, Ala Filu Bimosachama, but, Eya Katali Yisrael, Ania Yilcha Davar Mispakesh Lolam, I'll give you something that's always needed and always wanted and always helpful. Shenemar Eya Katali Yisrael, passing in the last parak of Hosea, parak Yudalit, and therefore, Geshem is not exactly the same as Tal, and therefore, we get a little negative from this pasuk, but again, the pashas is that we're asking Hashem to rain down on us the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, the Radak quotes the Eben Ezra and others, Rav Sad Yigon, as we know, many Rishonim focus on the fact that philosophy and general secular philosophical knowledge is crucial to help understanding Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Eben Ezra says here. Lo yucha ladas es Hashem asher yilmod chachmos harbei, shein kemo sulam la'alos el zos hamalah el yona. That's what the Eben Ezra says here in the Radak, and that, of course, is what the Rambam holds in Yesodei HaTorah. Many different sciences and physics and metaphysics has to be understood in order to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, after he talks about how do we come close to Avat Hashem and Yiras Hashem, by looking at the world and realizing how amazing it is, and we're brought close to Hashem, that's Ahava, and then we realize what a small particle on the face of the universe we are, and that leads to Yira. And that's what the Rambam discusses in the first two halachas, very famous halachas, Ahava and Yira, we run to Hashem, we run away from Hashem. But then the Rambam talks about looking at all the other spheres, looking at the sun and the moon and the stars, that's the next level up. The Rambam says, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam ha'nechlak l'shlosha chalakim. There are three parts to this world. Mehem bru'im, shemichubarim migolam v'tzura. This is what we call this world. Things that are made up, creations that are made up of a physicality. Veheim ne'avim nifsadim tamid. And they are born, they get bigger, they get small, they get worn out. Kemo gufos ha'adam, v'beheim ha'batzmachim ha'mateches. Anything in this world. People, animals, plants, metal, wood. And there are some things that are created that have a physical golem and tzura, but they are not. They don't get worn out. Like what? Stars and the sun and the moon and all of those. They're forever. And then finally, you have the highest level, and that's the malachim. Umehem bruim tzura belogolam klal vehim hamalachim shemalachim einam guf v'gvia elatzuros nifrados zumizu. That he talks about even the malachim have many different levels, one to the other. That's the later on halacha zayi. But all of this and metaphysics and all philosophy is something that is alluded to in this pasuk, according to the Ibn Ezra, that we have to study in order to Ladas Hashem. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Hakdamot to the Ba'as HaShulchan. The Rav Shlomo Mishlov says that the Vilna Gaon wanted to study anatomy and wanted to learn Chachmas Hanituach in order to, he was a Baki in every Chachma, the Ba'as HaShulchan writes, in botany, in music, in everything. And he wanted to study this Chachma, and his father didn't let him, he writes, because then he would be the best doctor in the world, and he'd have to spend this time healing, and he wouldn't be able to be the Vilna Gaon. Interesting story that is said there. But again, that has to do with Chachma. But now, after Pasuk Gimel, we get back to the Tochacha. This is beautiful, what's going to be? But what about right now? Ma'asa l'cha Ephraim, ma'asa l'cha Yehuda, what can I do for you? Ephraim up north, Yehuda down south. V'chastachem ka'anan boker, your chesed, it's like a cloud. Once in a while you do something nice, but then it'll be fleeting, like a cloud. The Barbanel says, it's one generation this, one generation that, as we know from Malchi Yehuda. Right, we have certain malachim that are great and certain that are not. We have Chizkiyahu, and we have Menashe, and we have Achaz, and we have Yoshiyahu. Back and forth and back and forth. That's Chastachem Kana Boker. You can't get a street going. V'chatal Mashkim Olech. And like the Tal, it just goes and it evaporates. Alkein Chatzav Tiba Neviim. I've already laid down and cut with my Neviim, and I've told you. Haraktim Mimifri, I've killed them. Be'imrefi. What is Haraktim? Some say it means that some of the Neviim ended up being killed. We know Zechariah, we know Yeshayo, they were being killed for what they said, so Hashem says, Ki'ilu, I caused it. Haragtem be'imrefi, I kill them with the words of my mouth. U'mishpatecha or yetze, your mishpat will come to light, it's like a rhetorical question, with these sins that you've done, there's no way that your mishpat could come to light, and what do you expect? You can't have any, can't keep the mizbeach, you can't keep the Beis HaMikdash in this way. Ki chesed chafatzdi v'lo zavach, v'das elokim me'olos. I so much would rather, instead of the karbanos, chesed and da'as elokim. The Abarbanel says, ben adam ha-chaver, ben adam ha-makom. Chesed, ben adam ha-chavero. Da'as elokim, ben adam ha-makom. This is what I want. I don't want the zvachim. I don't want the olos. The Netziv in the Hemek Davar, in Shmos, Perek Yilches, discusses that it seems like chesed is connected to a zevach, which is like a shlamim, and ola is an ola. So an ola is more connected to da'as elokim, expected to ben adam ha-makom. And shlamim ben adam chaveru, as we know, shlamim brings shalom. Everybody gets a piece, right? The bialim and the kohanim and the mizbeach. So there's a connection dafka between the chesed and the zevach and the das elokim and the olos. But again, it wasn't tshuva gemura. It wasn't something that is good enough to be able to save the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Hoshea says, yes, there was some. You want to bring some karbanos, but you're missing the ikar of what the karbanos are supposed to be about. The hema. Adam, Avru Bris. They like Adam, Avru Bris. They violated. What does it mean, Ka'adam? Like Stama person, the Radak says. They violated, like any person. Shebogeid bechaveiro v'over al briso. But Chazal Rashi quotes, this is Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon means they're like Adam. I put them in a very special place, and they treasoned, so you think I'm not going to punish them? Eretz Yisrael is no more special than Gan Eden. And therefore, they were Bogeid B, and therefore, I'm going to have to throw them out, just like I threw them out of Gan Eden. Rashi, Ka'adam Sheikhnastiv Gan Eden, Va'avra al Mitzvosai. So the answer was that he has to leave. So to Ehu Am Yisrael. If you violate it in your ear, but it's only Al Tanai, like I've said, and therefore, it's not going to last. Not going to last. Gilad, Kiryas Pali Aven, Akuva Midam, Gilad, which is one of the cities on the east side of the Jordan. It's a city that's full of blood. Pali Aven, they're all sinning. Akuva Midam. The Gemara in Makkos quotes this pasuk in the second parak, all about Golios, all about Ari Miklat, where the Gemara says that there were three Ari Miklat on the east side of the Jordan, three on the west side of the Jordan. Ask the Gemara. There's so many less people on the east side of the Jordan. Why do you need so many Ari Miklat there? Equal side. Bevar Yardin Tlas Beretz Yisrael Tlas. Amar Abaya BeGilad Shlichi Rotzchem. Abaya says there's a lot of murderers there. Tichsev Ar Pasik Gilad Kiryas Pali Aven Akuvim Midam. What's the problem? By Akuvim Midam, the Gemara says, Amar Belazar Shayu Okfin LaRug Nefashos. They searched out to kill. Ask all the Mefarshim. Ask the Rishonim, the Achronim. But you go to an Ari Miklat if you kill Beshogeg. What does it mean, Gilad? Paul Avin, there are a lot of murderers there, but there are murderers that amazing, they're not going to Ari Miklat. So Tosfos says, the Ramban says, maybe it's the Ramon. The Ramon, they tricked, they murdered Bemezid, but they pretended to be Bishogeg, so they're the Ari Miklat to go to it. Eventually, they took him out. Tosfos says, because You have, as we know, Chazal tell us, if there was a murderer b'mezid b'shogeg, that there were no edim, he brings them together, they'll punt a gechad. So even if you have people that kill b'mezid a lot, maybe without edim, and therefore you have to have places for them to go to be able to get their just. But if you look in the Maharal, if you look in the Gur Aryeh there in Parshas Maaseh, and Parshas Maaseh says, if there are people who kill by accident often, it means it must be that they're not being zahir enough. And their and life is not as valuable to them every moment of life, or else they'll take more precautions. So if there's an area that kills b'mezid a lot, so then there'll be a place that will kill b'shogig even a lot as well. Nearly kol shogig ha'ilo lios nizhar shalo yarog v'lakach chayev galus dim lo kein lama yigle d'ma'asa sh'ha'ilo lios nizhar shalo yechaver nerag al yado. Right, and killing b'shogig means you weren't so careful. Not an ones. And therefore, then he quotes, maybe there's something about a city Hamagadelis Rotzchim. Either way, this is the pasuk of Gilad Akuva Midan. Finishing up, and the Kohanim used to wait like bandits to be able to attack Derech Yiratzku Shechva, Kizima Asu, all the Averis that they did, the Beis Yisrael Ra'isi Sha'aruriya, I saw terrible things. Sham Zrus Lefraim, Ephraim Nitbali Yisrael, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Hosea that it's something that has to be worked, tell B'nai Yisrael, right now, it has to be worked on. Yes, at the future, sometime they'll do tshuva, but I need right now, or else terrible things are going to happen. And he ends off, Gam Yehuda, Shas Katsilach. Yehuda has been influenced by what's happened in Ephraim, B'shuvi Shvusami, even when I thought about maybe returning them, the 10 tribes, but it wasn't going to happen because the people in Yehuda started following in their ways, and therefore I just had to send the rest of them into Galus instead of the opposite direction. So we still are in the focus of Hosea, giving them tochacha, as we're going to have really throughout the Treyasar. But again, Hosea is one of the early ones, as we know, but already forecasting what's going to happen unless they do tshuva. Okay, we'll stop here.